The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's just tons going on in this little passage that we have here, and we're right if we can kind of bridge the gap to keep in mind that first reading that we heard, you know? It's like, don't eat the fruit. You know, Adam and Eve, okay? No smiles? Good. Okay, you guys are lame again today. Good. Good for you. You don't want to laugh. Don't eat the fruit! Don't eat the fruit! Who thought that when you were listening to the first reading? Oh my gosh, people. That's what you should have been thinking. Don't eat the fruit! You ruin it for the rest of us. Right? It's painful. It's painful. But maybe you weren't thinking don't eat the fruit because you like the fruit. Even less of a reaction. This is fantastic. This is great. This homily is going really well today. But I don't care. I don't care that it's not going well because I'm going to keep living it out for God and for you. It doesn't actually matter what your reaction is. It kind of changes the homily because I have to think, what exactly are they not getting here? But besides that, it doesn't change my excitement for the homily, right? This is God's work, and He is at work, and that's what we get from the gospel passage. When we see Jesus, what is He doing here? Is He's turning back the tide of Adam and Eve's sin, right? Look at what happens when they eat the fruit; they turn in on themselves. There's this, as Augustine, right? Augustine says, curvatus in se, they're turned in on themselves. Even to the point of fact that before they eat the fruit, they are naked and without shame. Okay? We probably can't hold those two things together, being naked and without shame. But here we see Adam and Eve naked without shame. And then what happens? They eat the fruit and they sew clothing for themselves. And it's not that there's shame necessarily, but there certainly is protection from the other. And that's exactly the problem. They believe that they must be now protected from the other, and they hide from God. Some mix of guilt and fear and the rest. But that's the situation that we inherit. Yeah, and here Jesus, this man who's deaf and has a speech impediment. He's dumb, right? That's what we used to say. He's deaf and dumb, can't speak. And what does Jesus do? Jesus, by the way, the divine madman. I just have to put that in front of you. Jesus, the divine madman, because I'm feeling particularly madman-esque today, right? So I have to frame that for you. This is Jesus, okay? Jesus, the divine madman, what is he doing? I mean, he puts his finger into the man's ear and spitting, touch his tongue. The head was too big. Then he groaned and said, be opened, be turned out. You're turned in, right? And he is. He can't hear, he can't speak. He can't hear the other. He can't give the other. He can't speak to the other. He's turned in on himself. Be opened. He's restoring human nature, Jesus. And here, yeah, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is right from the prophecy of Isaiah. This is God returning to his people. This is God healing, restoring his people. This is God, yeah, giving strength to the... Now, how does he do it? It's not this broad sweeping action, right? Okay, you were made for love. Here you go. Boom, you're restored. Everybody, it's all done. No. One person. This is kind of what makes him divine madman as well, right? Because he's gonna treat this guy like he's the only person. Like he's the only person in the world. And then he kind of like steps back and gets to his plan, right? And he realized, I think he's probably blown his plan, but he gets back to it. You know, don't tell anyone. Well, you just made him speak. You know, like if you didn't want him to tell anyone, then make everyone with a speech impediment, make everyone dumb, right? But no, he knows, but yeah, his plan is playing out. But here he prioritizes the man, the person. Okay? Now that's it for us, okay? Whatever your plans are, you're a very cute baby. Whatever your plans are, okay, prioritize the person. Prioritize the person. Love the person in front of you. What plan do you have to change the world? Okay, good. Nobody cares. What you have to do is love the person in front of you. Just like this divine madman did. And he had the plan to change the entire world. He stopped to love this person. Let us today stop to love the person, whoever it is we encounter, wherever it is we encounter them.